Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Brent Humphreys is in the house. Humphreys Homes and Estates, welcome.
Good morning, Ron. Thank you for having me here.
Glad to have you with us again. And just want to remind you, if you ever have any home or finance questions, I am customer advocate looking up you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today National Chop Suey Day. Chop suey.
It is what it is.
Okay. So we'll deal with a little chop suey. Doesn't the whole lot obvious, does it? Oh, well, I think I better move right along, seeing where we are happening in the broadcast world today. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 119 points. Oil, it's been pretty interesting because oil generally, if the Dow's up, oil's up. Today, we are seeing them moving in opposite directions. Dow is up. Oil, the price of oil is down. But, yeah, national average on gas prices has increased once again. $2.21 a gallon here in the state of confusion. $2.67.8 a gallon. Just a nickel cheaper than they're paying over in Hawaii. I'll just throw that in there for a little bit of fun and games for you today. Just a little thought right there. But what's the 10-year Treasury doing? We got to watch that one because we know that's what is driving interest rate. 10-year Treasury down almost 5 basis points. 1.585 is the yield on the 10-year Treasury note. So just remember, you take that 1.585, add 1.76. That'll get you to a historic number. That's generally where we will find the 30-year fixed rate loan, according to Freddie Mac. And yes, of course, that Freddie Mac number right now, as we reported to you last week, 3.43 with an average of 0.6%. Just a little bit of information there for you. You watching the news at all? Obviously, talking sports. Yeah, I like to talk sports every now and then. Only days that end in Y. So here's the thought. I watched in the leading story on all the news channels, apparently, is the loon in San Francisco. Just my personal opinion, the loon in San Francisco. Colin Kaepernick. Unbelievable. Did you follow what he's been doing? He decided that he doesn't want to stand up during the national anthem because he's not proud of what the United States stands for. I wonder if that has anything to do with the $119 million contract that he signed and now he can't even perform because he's not good enough. Interesting, but he's not proud of our country. Amazing. You know, I watched a lot of social media. I was had a pretty busy weekend, but I did see quite a few comments on social media about people burning their Kaepernick jerseys. A friend of mine and a regular contributor on Siegel Radio, Bob Donnell, tore the picture he had taken of Kaepernick, got rid of it from his mantle, tore the Kaepernick part off, and audio to him. And then others burning the jersey on social. Here's my thought. I would never, applaud the idea that we have the right in this country to say what we want to have that free speech. If he hates the country so much, leave. See where else he can earn $190 million in 5 years. What other country will give him the opportunity? I don't believe, I don't know. Probably not the most educated individual in the world. He's making that kind of money, and he's not proud of the country. Adios, and I must admit, I'll be the first to say right here, right now on Siegel Radio, that I won't even go to a stadium where the 49ers are playing as long as he's employed by them. I would go to a stadium for any other team that he goes to, and I know that the Cowboys probably have a need for a quarterback right now. Their quarterback first play of their preseason, out for 10 weeks with a broken back, cracked vertebrae, something along those lines. My thought here is Romo, I think he probably should retire. Now he got the money, and he's obviously got a body that just can't handle what's going on in the NFL. And, you know, he deserves a great life. You know, he worked hard. He got to the pinnacle of his business, starting quarterback NFL, just saying. So the thought there becomes, what's he doing this for? Why do you continue to risk the rest of your life, the health of your life, when it's obvious he gets in one play, hurt, out for 10 weeks? And I think the NFL should really be looking at some of these things. And, you know, if the guys can't make a decision for themselves, maybe they need a little help in making those decisions. But you and I both know that in the NFL, as most professional sports, the players are simply a depreciable asset. Hard to say it, but that's really what the players have become, is a depreciable asset. And they really don't look out as much. They look out for them as much as you would for your truck or your machine in your building. Keep working. Keep out there performing. And as long as it's working and performing, you're okay. But Kaepernick, you know, my thought about Kaepernick is, you know, I just want to say get rid of him. And you know, maybe show us. There are many, many pieces, many, many ways. I personally, I'll give you a perfect example. I watched a little bit of the replays of Beyonce over the weekend at the VO Music Awards. Don't agree with what she has to say. I do think that she has the right to say it. I have the right not to ever buy another piece of her music again. Both of us have those rights. But that leaves neither one of us are disrespecting the other. When you sit down for the national anthem, you are disrespecting every man and woman who has fought, given their life for this country, disrespecting them. And I don't think that's the appropriate way of handling it. And I think we need to do a better job of educating our kids. And that's what, see, if a football player, most of them are not the most educated people in the world. They're great at their vocation. I am not a great football player. I'll be the first to admit it. I know Brent is much better. He's such a big guy that he can get out there playing in the NFL, probably offensive line. Actually, he could be running back, Brent.
NFL would have to, you know, be an acronym for something else if I was in the NFL.
No, I think he'd be great as a running back. Because it would be very difficult in the land of giants to find you.
Very good. Yeah, I'll accept that.
I mean, there's been some people that have not been the biggest people in the world. But the point is, when we say that they're not the most educated in the world, I'm not putting them down. They are tremendous at what they do. They probably, just as Brent and I probably could not play in the NFL, they probably could not do what we do.
Well, this guy was definitely not demonstrating that he was educated by sitting down.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
And there's a lot of men and women who have given a lot so he can go out there and play a game. And he's not out there because of the game. He's out there because there are millions of people that watch the NFL and look to the people and the membership of the NFL. It's not only as entertainers, but as role models. And when kids and young people see that they can disrespect our country that way, that's what we're teaching our young people moving forward. There is a better way. I listened to Alveda King over the weekend as well. She made some great comments. She appreciates his right to do the wrong thing. And talk about, there's not been a whole lot of other people that have been better when it comes to civil rights than the King family. I'm just going to go out there on the line and say that myself. But, you know, that's just one person's opinion. And I look forward to hearing what you have to say. Ron at ronsiegelradio.com is where you can find me. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, you will hear us chatting about some great tools that Brent's going to share with us so that we can protect home buyers. We don't want you to get caught in a rental trap. FICO versus Experian versus Equifax, purchasing a home with bad credit. We've got a lot to cover today. There is tons going on out there. Remember, anytime our offer number is 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. From the radio.com. facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach us on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. As your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron the Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Sounds like we got some reverb in here, something going on. I wonder what's a little bit odd to me. I don't know if you're hearing that in the engineering rooms as well, but we'll continue our conversation, Ron Siegel Radio. What do we have? We got the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the Area Trust Realty Professionals, Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you, get you the true equity position of your property. Now, remember when I say equity position, there is a difference between equity position of your property and your property value is. The professionals are going to give you both numbers, and you're not going to get both numbers when you simply go online. They just don't have that data to share to you. Don't get caught in the rental trap is the subject of the real-time real estate segment today. Many benefit home ownership. One of the top ones is being able to protect yourself from rising rents and locking in your housing costs for the life of your mortgage or whatever the definition of your mortgage is. The reason I say definition of your mortgage is there are a lot of people that use a 30-year fixed rate loan. Is that the best product for you? And the answer is maybe. It depends on your personal scenario. I'm a big believer that if the spread is right and you're getting an FHA loan, would it make sense for you to use a variable loan when it's fixed for the first 5 years? Because your goal on an FHA loan should be to get out of it within as quick a time period as possible. There are certain states where that doesn't really work. There are many states property values don't appreciate like we do here in California. But in California, where property values appreciate rapidly, if you can, the idea, you get that FHA loan, use it for the purpose that it is intended for. And in many instances, the reason it is intended is simply to get you into the game, get you buying real estate. Well, you want to get out of it because while it does have a very, very low interest rate, it also carries mortgage insurance. Every FHA loan has mortgage insurance. And the rules of the game were changed about a year ago, or maybe a little more, that the mortgage insurance stays on for the life of the loan. It used to be that the mortgage insurance on the FHA loan fell off, but now it stays on for the life of the loan. Well, if that's the case, don't you want to get rid of it? And getting rid of it means a time period, again, as quick as possible to get that 20% equity position, either through appreciation or paying ahead on your loan, getting rid of that mortgage insurance. So if you use the variable loan that can only go up 1% a year by rule on an FHA, you might still be better off for you and your family. But here's the bottom line. We know that rents are going to go up. Joint Center for Housing Studies, Harvard University, 2015 report on rental housing reported that 49% of rental households are cost burdened, meaning they spend more than 30% of their income on housing. These households struggle to save for a rainy day and pay other bills such as food and health care. It's cheaper to buy than it is to rent. Again, according to Jonathan Smoke, chief economist at Realtor.com, housing is central to the health and well-being of our country and our local communities. In addition, this rent affordability crisis threatens the future of value of housing as the burdensome level of rent trap more aspiring owners into a vicious financial cycle in which they cannot save and build a solid record to eventually buy a home. He goes on, while more than 85% of the markets have burdensome rents today, it's perplexing that in more than 75% of the counties across the country, it is actually cheaper to buy than to rent. So why aren't the unhappy renters choosing to buy? Maybe it has to do with a little education. They need a little more. They believe they've been given some bum guidance. They're being told they need to have a 750, 780 FICO score or more. We know that that is not correct. Hello? They're being told that they need to put down 20% to buy a house, and that's not correct. And they don't understand debt-to-income ratios. We got to get people educated. That's what it's all about, that segment. Again, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So a couple of weeks ago, Brent Humphreys, maybe more than that, Brent Humphreys was in the house. He's back here again. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Fun to be here.
Chat about ways to protect the seller, and Brent was giving us some great concepts and ideas. If you missed that broadcast, shame on you. But you can go back onto YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, and the information is there. But as does tend to be the case frequently when Brent and I get together, we sometimes chat a little bit more than go overtime. So we didn't even get the ways to protect a buyer.
Right, and there are many ways you can.
So let's take it from there.
Well, after hearing that wonderful speech you gave about 75% of the counties being, you know, it's cheaper, if you will, or more affordable to buy the rent, let's just, and interest rates, what, 3.43%? So
3.43%
we should presume that there are plenty of buyers. So,
right.
You know, Ron, one of the things that I've thought about, you know, just when I was driving up is I can think that there were five things I could share with you about ways that real estate agents and brokers can protect buyers. But were there categories where a lot of oops, the mistakes, the litigation, the lawsuits, transactions fell into. And I really think that it comes down to two M's, misinformation and money.
Okay.
So I'll reverse the order. So money, if you offer too much for a property and end up paying too much, that's a bad deal. The buyer was not protected. They overpaid to leapfrog to the front of the stack with multiple offers. So nobody wants to overpay for property. 16th year in the business, I've never had anybody say, Brent, I really don't care what I pay for a property. So
yeah, I guess so.
Money's important. But the flip side of that is also true. If you underpay for a property, chances are very good that you're going to lose. And another family is going to get that property that you were also bidding on. So,
and obviously bidding on it, by definition, you wanted it.
Yep.
That is the property you wanted. And
fair assumption. It, yep.
So you wanted that property for, and we know that the top four reasons of wanting a property have nothing to do with finances.
Correct.
Right? So it was either work or the school district or the security for your family, all those different non-financial reasons that we buy homes.
Correct. So with respect to money, there are certain things that you're not just going to be getting an appraiser, but you're going to be most realtors that I've spoken with will backwards when they're making an offer and say to their client, looking back 9 days, maybe 120 days, if there's not a lot of, sold inventory to query, they'll look back and tell, based upon this, I think you offer 520 or what have you. And that's good. Looking back is very important because particularly if you're in a tract home or a condo or a townhome with very similar model matches that have sold, that's going to help you guide the value discussion. But look forward is also very, very important if you want to protect a buyer. By looking forward, you're actually running the area and looking for mortgage lates, NODs, notices of default, or NOS, notices of sale. Obviously, in the last couple of years across the country, there have been fewer of those, but there are still a number of people who are underwater or took out additional money, home equity lines on their properties, and they're underwater, and they're about to go back to the bank or do short sale. So one of the ways that you can protect a buyer in terms of value is looking backwards at what's sold and looking forward at what may be underwater or going back to the bank. Because you can close at the right price, and 2 months later, the exact same property reader is down, sells for $100,000 less than you paid. How do you think the buyer's feeling right then?
I hope they're not watching because they're going to feel bad.
That's right.
Right? I mean,
you protect them. It's very simple.
Sure. And that's a great concept because it's a tricky line there, though, Brent, I think, because in many instances, appraisers have to only look backwards, but the real estate professionals are looking backward and forward.
They should be.
Right? What's the competition doing out there? What else is on the market? What might be coming to market?
Correct.
And have a little bit of a crystal ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's good information. Okay, so we want to know where the market's heading. So you're an economist. Your realtor's got about. So there's got to be somebody that's studying the market.
It's not hard. It's not hard. You do a search under notice of default, and you find out if there's anything that's looking like it's going to be.
I'm hearing more and more that there's the appraisers are almost becoming home inspectors.
Well, they are on VA deals, that's for sure.
Okay.
Good. They want to protect our veterans. Veterans have protected us.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm sure that they stand during the anthem.
Yeah, not they're not. I wonder how many veterans are going to wear Kaepernick jerseys. Okay, so let's go to our
physical inspections. This is really, really good. So here we are in California, and in this incredibly regulated state, I think you have to go to school for 90,000 hours to cut hair. No disrespect. I have a lot of stylists. They're my friends. Great respect. It's good. But it grows back if there's a problem, presuming that you have hair. It will grow back if you make a mistake.
Okay. Now, Brent, you don't have to go getting personal on me here. I mean, what's that? I think no producers. Brent, we got a wife
from
here anymore. Holy cow. Okay.
But with physical inspectors in California, anyhow.
Hold that thought. We'll get to it when we get back. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. Discussing your real estate, current events in the financial markets. Home inspections. We're going to chat with Brent Holmes about that. How does he protect buyers when dealing with home inspectors? FICO versus Experian versus Equifax, pros and cons. Purchasing a home with bad credit, is it possible? We're going to talk about all that and more. You can reach the Dimar off-air number. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions and opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth segment today being, the mortgage bank, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. If you're ready for a new home, you're ready for a refinanced home, ready to get rid of all of your debts in a debt consolidation loan, Gold Star has the programs for you. They'll even get you pre-underwritten while you're out shopping for a home so you can close quicker with fewer contingencies. Just give them a call, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch. Purchasing a home with bad credit, can you do it? Well, absolutely. There are many, many programs out there that our friends at Gold Star have and that we can put you in touch with that will allow you to buy a home with poor credit. Sometimes it takes a little work. I'm going to tell you off the top. It takes game planning because you don't want to stay in a loan. Stay in a home, not stay in a loan with bad credit. So the FHA loan does allow for credit scores 580 or higher with a down payment of 5.5%. Borrowers with scores between 500 and 579 can get approved with 10% down. And then there's other loans as well offered. How do you do it from a purchasing standpoint? Number one, depending upon the market, the sellers is going to be the level of intensity and scrutiny that the seller is going to have with your credit score. Now, if you've gone to Gold Star Mortgage and you're pre-underwritten, then the seller shouldn't have an issue because you're fully approved as far as a loan. All you need is to have the property approved and the title approved. But from a loan standpoint, no different than cash, right? You're all approved already. You can offer a little bit larger down payment. That might help with the seller's standpoint. Gives the seller a perception of less risk, although it's a misconception. You'll need a great real estate agent because if you are pre-approved, regardless of your down payment, regardless of your credit score, regardless of your income history, your realtor needs to educate the other side that, hey, something, we're not going to have a loan contingency here. And at the close of escrow, the wire transfer will look exactly the same as somebody with an 800 FICO score. It's going to go through as U.S. currency, not U.S. currency from a highly leveraged borrower, not say U.S. currency from somebody with a low FICO score. It will not say U.S. currency from somebody with bad credit. It goes through saying U.S. dollars. End of story. We don't even have to use an airplane in the middle of the night. Just a pun right there.
Nice one.
That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you at Gold Star Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning with Brent Humphreys, we are chatting about options for protecting buyers, the real estate professionals that can protect buyers. A lot of these things that we're talking about, again, just like we were talking about in the Mortgage Minute, has to do with the amount of experience that of the real estate professional you're working with. Had a conversation with a client over the weekend or somebody that was listening over the weekend. Had to go with the real estate professional, but they're talking to somebody that's done 3 transactions in the last year. And that puts them above average. But I'm not sure that they've got a lot of experience. But Brent, right? The 3 transactions, somebody from a mathematical standpoint, of average.
It does. Believe it or not, it does.
It's simply amazing. So before the break, we were talking of ways that a real estate professional can protect the buyer. And we just got started on the concept of physical inspectors.
Yes.
Take it from there.
So I was in California. I think you need about 9 miles an hour to cut hair. And yet,
right,
even if you make a mistake, it grows back. But what if you purchase a great property in the Golden State or anywhere else, and you have someone that just shows up that has a nice business card that says they're a home inspector, but your client had no idea in California there's 0 licensing requirement to be a physical inspector. I could get bored, which I sometimes do, just declare myself to be a physical inspector, and I'm open for business. So how do you find a good inspector?
Which would be a serious problem if I did that, right? You might be very good at it, I know, but I know which side of a screwdriver to use. And I'm the first to hit it.
Phillips or a flathead?
Yes.
Just trying to put the screw.
not on Ron Siegel Radio.
Sorry. So whether you've got a good physical inspector or not, we'll obviously begin with reviews, look on the major sites. I would actually begin with whether they're a member of a national or a statewide trade group such as CREA, California Real Estate Inspectors Association. I don't have any ownership shares in that organization. I'm not paid to say that. CREA is a great organization because inspectors pay what I'm told to be a fair amount of money every year. They are accountable to an industry trade group. There's a disciplinary process if they make a mistake and they don't do the right thing. And there's ongoing annual recertification and training because codes change. So if you've got somebody that's above and beyond where it's not mandatory and they're voluntarily submitted to a trade group, you can pretty much bet that you've got a better physical inspector. But it goes more than physical inspectors. You know, in California, we use the buyer's inspection elections, a document where you check yes and no to 37 different inspections that realtors recommend. 37 different ones. So it's not just the guy with the hard hat and the mag light. How about mold? How about a structural inspection? How about
geological?
Roof? Geological, sure.
In
rock solid.
Yeah. Well, actually, in 2016, you really want to know more than just the minimum when it comes to flood.
Yes.
Right? I mean, there's a tragedy. A lot of those families in Louisiana, you know, floods. Heck, right here in La Quinta, they were told you're not in a flood zone, and they got flooded.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, you want to have somebody that's looking out for you giving you that guidance as well.
Yeah, and you want the real estate agent to be reading all documents and not the buyer. The disclaimer is, you know, my review is not to be substituted for your review, but just know that an extra set of eyes is going to be watching and reviewing.
Absolutely. So let's move on, because otherwise we're not going to even get through these today, Brent. Appraisal contingency.
Yeah.
Now, what about we've got an all-cash offer? So it's, you know, it happened in my neighborhood. There was somebody that paid probably $150,000 more than the property value. It was an all-cash. It could be easily known that they were paying more than that. They wanted the view. They wanted
sure.
what they wanted.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about an appraisal contingency on an all-cash offer?
Good. Well, you know, seriously, I feel like you've just dumped into my brain and just pulled this out. So I work with a lot of cash
Short
buyers.
Story.
Yeah. Thank you. I work with a lot of cash buyers. This week, this one too, it closed. And the first thing I said was, you need to get an appraisal. Well, who do you recommend? Well, the reason that I'm recommending Mr. Buyer, Mrs. Buyer, that you have an appraisal so that you don't overpay is to protect you. So I really don't even want to recommend the appraiser. What if I knew them, or what if, you know, they were wrong? And so I encourage them.
Call me at 800-306-1990. I'll recommend one. Been using him for probably 20 years.
Perfect.
And whenever it comes to our probate cases, divorce cases, even if it's a trust case, they don't have to go through the management companies. So
good.
Right. So for a trust case, or if somebody passes, when somebody passes, they really want to have a very, very solid appraisal.
Sure.
Because the lawyers and the tax people need that for valuation. So, yeah, at 800-306-1990, I can put you in touch with one.
Yeah.
And I exactly understand what you're saying, Brent.
Yeah. So if you're a buyer and you're getting financing, there will always be an appraisal. But the appraisal is not for you. The appraisal is for the bank.
Correct.
So the bank is smart enough. They've got all the money and they want to be protected. Why shouldn't the buyer be protected when they've saved enough cash to pay? And so it's always important to get an appraisal.
Absolutely.
But we've also talked about misinformation, right?
Right.
So money and misinformation. And misinformation isn't just getting the wrong thing. I think it is missing information. So think about, if you purchase the property, you know that there are thousands of pieces of detail on that property, and you're not going to get all of them. But what if you exceeded the standard of care of your statewide association of realtors and submitted additional documents with 4 or 5 pages of questions about the property line and where it is and certain nuisances that a neighbor might have, or insurance history on a property, or running a CLUE report, Comprehensive Loss Underwriters Exchange, like a Carfax for a VIN,
sure.
But running a Carfax type thing, I hope I can say that, quotes, right?
Right.
You know, for a property, and finding out that there were things that the owner from whom you're buying, he never knew, but the previous owner knew, and it's in a database. These reports are free, and they can protect clients for years from problems on a property.
And even if, you know, protecting them and educating them, right? Because if you know that in this neighborhood, say that the water lines are in the slab, but this particular property had a flood or a slab leak back 8 years ago, you might tell the slab, but be aware that they have moved from where it originally was, may have been rerouted, whatever. And again, from the guy that has no clue about any of this stuff, all I know is the questions to ask, right? And that's what Brent's getting to, is it gives you questions to ask. And it's something that I want to get into with Brent after the break. I'll get into very, very heavily on questions to ask. Brent put up a very, very comprehensive email that he shared with the whole world on Facebook about 2-3 weeks ago. And it ties right in here to how you protect a buyer. But one of the things that you really, really need to be able to do the job right, to protect the buyer the right way, you have to have a conversation with the buyer. You have to know what the needs are of the buyer. And Brent's going to share a little bit of information on that process as well. You are listening to Ron Segal Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will have that conversation with Brent Humphrey. We're going to talk about the FICO versus Experian versus Equifax process. We're going to also chat. Wow, we got a lot to talk about. We don't have a lot of time. You can reach us anytime off air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSegalRadio.com. Connect with us. Look at us on Twitter, at Ron Segal Radio.
part of our past thing on YouTube. They will be available on Google One. I'll do a Google One on YouTube. Stay tuned, Zach.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Your credit matters segment today. Being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. We know that because they are all wrong. I've yet to see one that is completely accurate. Just my personal observations. Maybe you've seen a completely accurate credit report. It's amazing to me how you can one institution or one industry. That last number I heard was, I think, 600,000 complaints per year to the FTC on errant credit reports. And the beat goes on, so it's not something that they look at changing. They talk about change, but, you know, we just never seem to find it.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is it.
Yeah, there was one of those that Ms. Pelosi was proposing that would have some changes to the credit bureaus, but it hasn't happened. So FICO versus Experian versus Equifax, pros, cons, all that good stuff. The thing that matters, or the only thing that should matter to you, is your FICO score. If it's not a FICO score, it really doesn't hold a whole lot of value. FICO is the one that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac require mortgage lenders look at and supply if they're going to be using a government-sponsored entity as the ultimate buyer or Jenny Mae as an insurer of a loan. Think about that. So while you might watch the commercials and the idea that Experian has their program called Experian Plus, and Equifax has their program, and they use different scoring levels, scoring models. The whole concept here is they're not all created equal, and I'm just going to share that information with you that all of them are not quite the same. Just a thought for you to be aware of, and give me a call. I'll chat with you about the whole process. Again, 800-306-1990. Your credit matters. Again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. So we've been chatting this morning with Brent Humphreys, and we are talking a bit about what's going on with protecting buyers. And Brent's given us a lot of great information this morning already about professionals and the way professionals protect the buyers, knowing market, knowing inventory, knowing comparables, physical inspections, appraisal, home appraisers, what's required of them to get a license. They don't have licensing.
That's right.
But what's required of what you need to look at, closure stats, all kind of things. But Brent, I want to go back, and there's something that you do, and I'm a big fan of it, and it's the conversation that you have with the clients. I call it a discovery call. Everybody calls it something different, but I was watching, and ironically enough, I found it here, I think back in late August, just about a week and a half ago, you posted something online. I know that you're very, very active on Facebook and social media, but
no better way to live.
Yeah. But obviously, you know, I'm sure knowing you, with the approval of your client, you posted the guidelines, a recap.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently you had some sort of a conversation with this prospective buyer and then followed up your conversation to them with a detailed letter talking about what they were looking for.
Sure. Yeah.
Quite. Share how you're going to do, what your process is there.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that. Well, so over the years, I've presented more buyers than I can count. And so as I chat with them,
the beauty of what you do there, and just a shameless plug, is that a lot of them are repeaters.
Oh yeah.
Right. So what that tells us all is they must be happy with what goes with these services and the experience.
You live and die by the clients.
Right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
So usually when I have a call from a client, I'm doing a lot of advertising now, and calls are coming in daily from complete strangers. As I like to ask them, where are you looking? Have you identified an area? Are there multiple areas that you're looking for? Would you like to be shown one area or multiple areas? Tell me about your family situation. Is it just you, or do you have a spouse? Do you have children? If you have children, are they in school? Do you private school them? Do you public school them? Do you homeschool them? How important is the school score to you? Tell me about what you do after you get off work. Are you an outdoorsy person or an indoorsy type person? Do you like to walk to places? Is a high walking score important to you? Or, you know, you don't like to walk at all. You just like to get in your car and drive. Proximity to work. That's a big one I like to ask. Do you work at an office? Okay. How far is that? What's an acceptable commute? Because particularly where I mostly serve clients in San Diego County, do have some traffic situations.
Right.
They're very unpleasant. So it's important.
It took me 2 hours to go 8 miles on Friday night.
I saw that.
So I understand traffic a little bit.
Yeah. So just asking them, and do you have pets? So this particular buyer was looking for a condo or a townhome. So I asked if she had a dog.
Sure.
You know, nosy me. I want to know, because if she has a dog, the dog needs to relieve itself. And so you're going to need a grass area. Sorry to be, you know, graphic there, but that's the reality. And so as you start figuring out what appeals to, oh, and then homeowners association. And because you know, as a wonderful lender, that your buyers are qualified a certain amount, but that presumes that the HOA is 250 or 200 or whatever the number is. So if you got a homeowners association that's 475 a month, that will absolutely affect the buyer's qualification.
Sure.
So why show them properties that you have pre-screened based upon an HOA comfort level?
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things I about what the comprehensive list that you have here is I had an agent, I don't even remember who it is, but I had an agent that's come on broadcast, and he never shows a client or a buyer more than three properties in a given visit. And his comment to me, when he says, Ron, the reason that I do that is if I'm showing them more than three properties, number one, it's very difficult for somebody to remember all the idiosyncrasies of three properties. But I feel that tells me and I represent the client that we need to hone down their desires better. That I didn't have a list as comprehensive as what you've done here because I didn't find the right things for them. And let me go back and do my homework and spare them the need for them to spend their day going and looking at all these open houses or properties, maybe not open houses, but looking at all these properties so I can get a better idea of their life, their desires, their wants, their needs, their wishes, as well as their must-haves and wants. And then let's back out again and see three more properties. And till we get it right, I have no problem going as many times as they want. I just want to see them.
Well, I think everybody's different. I like to show people as many properties as I can. I agree that showing multiple properties does get difficult to remember, but I take notes as I go along. And many times we'll capture.
Well, maybe not for you as much, but it's the issue becomes more for them than his comment was. It's you're a trained professional, right? I mean, so.
And he probably is as well.
Right, right. But his comment was the consumer is only doing this every 10 years.
I got what
you're
saying.
So for them, how do they remember which is the house that had the patio that looks into an atrium versus the house that the patio looks into a greenbelt?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
That's because we're challenging for the consumer that way.
We nickname our homes.
Interesting.
And so we can go back, the cinnamon house or the ceiling fan house or, you know, where you've just certain things that you've seen.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And everybody has their own way of doing things. But my point on the whole conversation is that it doesn't do a whole lot of good, in my opinion, and apparently yours as well, for somebody to just get in the car and go.
Correct.
Without being prepared and having that initial conversation, how can the real estate professional do their job to the best of the client's benefit, right? Because that's your job. Your job isn't to.
We totally agree.
You're not a tour guide.
No.
Right? You're trying to find the right house for the right person, the right price to meet all of the different needs and wants that they have.
I am a tour guide with international clients.
Okay.
I'll take them to different areas and I'll. Some eateries. And
it doesn't
stuff.
Count taking them all to Legoland. No, that's a different
all right.
issue.
All right. It's a building block, though, the equation.
There you go. Okay. So tell me kind of, we don't have a lot of time, but how does your conversation, how a professional is dealing, not giving out too much proprietary information, dealing with the unknown caller that wants him to talk to Brent Hunt because he's a great, great real estate professional.
Sure. Good. Well, every call begins with some piece of information that led them to me. If it doesn't, I'll ask, oh, you know, by the way, I'd love to hear, you know, who referred you or you found me online, but usually a property.
Sure.
And they'll ask if they can see it. So I'll say, great, you know, what does your schedule look like for this week? And will be a good time to see it. By the way, I'd love to, what were the top three things that you liked about this home? Because, you know, my job is to understand why this property interests you.
Sure.
What'd you like about it? What's important? And many times, find, and not to say anything disparaging about Zillow, but many times Zillow has something showing available and it's been pending for a week or two or sometimes a month because the agent didn't update it. And so many of my calls, I'd say probably one out of three, are calling back to an inquiry line and letting them know, I'm very sorry, but the property you wanted on 123 Main is actually under contract. But if you can tell me what you liked about it while we're talking, I can just quickly put your inbox five or six more that may be even better. And then as they talk to me about what they like of the property, I'm making notes and I'm sending the properties.
Interesting. Great information. Great way to start. And just as I share with you every single day on Ron Siegel Radio, be sure to set that first radio preview button to come back here every day. Join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to our sponsors. Big thanks to Steve's Engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. And if you have any questions, or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. or RonSiegelRadio.com. Remember, make a lot of money. A lot of people have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.